Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, the word says that many are the plans. Many are the plans in a man's heart. But it's the Lord that directs his steps. You know, it's not just important to have a plan, but more importantly, God's plan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can come up with a plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of man's plans that revolve around men, you know, they're without regard to God. They ultimately end up with confusion, a scattering, and a dismantling. You know what I'm saying? When you start getting into your own ways, your own stuff, is like, this started out good, but it's just like it's all unraveling. Mm-hmm. I can't keep it together.
Right.
So there's an importance. There's an increased importance in seeking God's will when making plans. Right? It's like, okay, God, what is your will? And so often I see, and maybe you guys see this as well, but so often I see amongst the church that so many people are focused on getting God to bless their plans, as opposed to just doing what God's plans are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you're spending all this time to get God to bless what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
instead of asking God the question, God, what are your plans?
Exactly.
What do you want to happen? What is your will? And you think of the scheme of things, and you think at life, like, who are we? Think about this. We're like, I'm praying, God, do this and do that, because I got plans. I want to do this, and God got plans. And it's like an ant trying to give direction to a human. You know what I mean? Can you tell me what to do? Can you, like, you're not even on the charts. Wouldn't it be wiser to say, you know, God, since you hold all things together, since, you know, God, me being born wasn't even part of my plan, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Since you're the one that knit me in my mother's womb, and the way I walk and talk and breathe and look and act and everything about my being is because of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, God, maybe since you know yesterday, today, and tomorrow all at the same time, and maybe, God, because Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know, God knows, the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but plans to give you a hope in the future. Maybe I should not be trying to get you to bless my plans, but just maybe I should ask God, what are your plans, God? What do you want to do?
All right.
And I think that would be a really good approach, because the truth of the matter is that just because a goal was completed and you did something doesn't necessarily mean that God was in it.
Right.
And a lot of times we can attempt things in our flesh and our own understanding and our own ideas and try to put a stamp that, oh, God did that. And God's like, I didn't do that. I didn't tell you. Just because you finished something doesn't mean that God told you to do it.
Yeah.
Think about in the last days, at the end, you know, we'll see the Lord, everything that's not of God, every wood, hay, and stubble is going to be burnt up. It's like, I didn't tell you to do any of that. Go ahead and put that on the torch. Now, this one thing I told you to do that you thought was insignificant. Now, that is a blessing for that right there. All that other stuff, go ahead and just throw all of that on the pile there.
Right, exactly.
What are you going to do with that? Is there a special room? Yeah, it's called the incinerator. We're going to take care of that. Now, let's deal with this thing. And I think about in Genesis 11:3, and this is what they said. This is what the people at the time said that inhabit the earth. They said to each other, not God now, they said to each other, come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth. We're talking about not plans that start in the heart of God, you know, plans that start in the heart of God versus plans that start in the heads of men. So they thought to themselves and they said, let's gather. Let's get these bricks. Let's get this mortar. Let's get this tar. Let's build for us. Let's build for us a city with a tower. I'm saying, it reaches to the heavens. We've got vision. It's going to be the tallest skyscraper in the skyline.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to build this city. We're going to build this place so that we will make a name for ourselves. And two things, and we will not be scattered over the face of the whole earth.
Wow.
I mean, think about self-preservation and pride. Like this, all, let me tell you something. All plans that start in pride and self-preservation are doomed to fail.
That's all right.
I mean, you can save yourself a bunch of heartache, pain, crying, belly aching, repenting. You can save all of that. If you answer two questions, I'm taking notes of myself here, by the way. I hope somebody's writing this. I need to get this. This is good. This is not in my notes, right? Is that if anything that starts in pride, right,
mm-hmm.
it has to do with exalting or self-preservation, let me tell you something. That's going to come crashing down. And these people rallied and organized. They rallied and organized, making a name for themselves. How many people today are ambitious, you know, to glorify themselves instead of living a life that glorifies God?
Right.
Now, we were made to reflect God's glory. You know, when God touches us and there's a grace on our lives where things are happening and your life is just glorifying and glowing, it's not so that we can attract people to us and say, wow, look how great I am. Look how smart I am. It's to say, oh, no. We're just like the moon. The moon has no light of itself. It just reflects the light, the glory of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
We reflect and say, no. This is God. This is God blessing me. And when God's blessing me, this just points to how awesome and amazing the Lord is.
Mm-hmm.
And for them, it was about building a city and a tower to show their confidence in themselves, a greatness, a beauty, and a majesty that was separate from God.
Mm.
I think about Abraham, when Abraham said, listen, I refuse, King, for you to give me or bless me with anything. I refuse to be blessed that doesn't come from the hand of God. No, you can't give me nothing.
Right.
I'm going to meet with Melchizedek.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna deal with the king of Salem and I'm gonna give him a tenth. I don't need your spoils. I don't need your stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no blessing that doesn't come from the hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
We're the Abrahams today to say, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no ill-gotten gain.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Everything that I want is from the Lord. But these guys wanted to have a separate glory. They wanted to build something. They wanted to do something. They wanted to build a name for themselves, not a name for God. And they wanted to protect themselves, self-preservation. And you look at it, it's like, oh my goodness. You know, it's so important not to look for success in terms of self-exaltation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about actually in the VFN radio about God's plans, God's ways, God's timing equals success.
That's right.
God's plans, God's ways, you know, and his timing equals success. If you miss any of those three, you're in trouble. You know what I mean? Because it still could be God's way and God's plans. But if you miss the timing of God, it's still not God.
Right.
And it's the importance of abiding, the importance of spending time with God, the importance of reading his word and praying and being in daily and continual prayer. You know, abiding is not something that you just do in the morning when you open your Bible and you're reading God's word and God speaks to you in your journal and then you don't close up the Bible and close up your journal and say, okay, God, I'm off of my day. You stay here at the house here on the couch. No. That morning time that you spend with the Lord is just the beginning of the day. It's the rekindling of where you just left off, where you closed your eyes and said, God, speak to me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the last thing on your mind. So when you wake up in the morning, spend time with him, you're not leaving him in the home. You're not mm-hmm. leaving him in the office. Not leaving him, you know, on the couch where you put your Bible down. Now you're saying, I'm continuing to walk with you. I'm abiding with you all day. I'm communing with you. I'm praying with you. And life becomes a continual, prayer becomes a continual conversation. You know, it's amen is the pause until the next sentence says we're driving down, and it's just reflecting and meditating on God, and we're listening to his voice, and
right.
we're with him every day, mm-hmm. all day long. You know, it's one thing to pray a prayer, but what about living a prayer?
Yeah, exactly.
You're in your continual communion and fellowship with him. So I think about this tower that they were trying to build at the same day that God speaks to me about this. The Denver Post puts out an article, a segment, a little blurb that says the One World Observatory, which will occupy the towers, the 100th, I guess, floor, the size is more than 1,200 feet over lower Manhattan. One World Trade Center will be the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere at 1,776 feet. Mm. And it's like, the tower, the strength, the, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's like, you know, you stick your head up, pride always stands up, like it gets chopped off. You know what I'm saying? It's like, stay low. What's this, you know?
Exactly.
What's the need for that? What's the pounding of, you know, strong and mm-hmm. look at our might and getting glory for ourselves? And I'm thought, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
So everything that begins in pride, it starts, you know, in just carnal thinking.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to last.
All right.
And you can think about the church at large. I mean, are we more interested in building beautiful Ephesuses, places of architectural beauty?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we more interested in constructing buildings that just maximize the church's effort in the expansion of the kingdom of God? You know what I mean? I'm like, I ain't nothing against buildings. You know what I'm saying? We can use a building for anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Buildings are the church. The church is the people of God. It's when two or three are gathered in his name. God, Jesus is there in the midst of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what you know, what are we doing about, you know, what's the purpose behind the construction?
Right.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
And it's like, you want to think, when I think about what these guys were doing when they were building the Tower of Babel, right, I think about, oh my goodness, how many towers of Babel have been created in life and in ministry and all these things that started in people's heads,
mm-hmm.
never, ever, ever was in the heart of God.
All right.
So what happened? God sees that they're constructing this thing in their own strength and said, I'm going to have to go visit these guys.
Right.
You know, I'm at the cool business. Verse 7 says, come, let's go down and confuse their language so that they will not understand each other. You know, actually, let me back up. Verse 5 says, but the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the men were building. The Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them.
Mm-hmm.
Come, let's go down and confuse their language. You know, and my goodness, sometimes we can't even be successful because they'll think it's all about them. It's like, no, they're going to mess it up.
Right.
And they're all that. Before you know it, they'll create statues for themselves next. Mm-hmm. Look at this thing we did. God's like, let me help them in their, I guess, foolish pride. Let me just scatter them here. Let me. So what's the next verse? So the Lord scattered them from there all over the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel.
Mm.
The very thing that they said they wanted to do was build a city and a tower for themselves so that they will not be scattered is the very thing that God did.
That's right.
He scattered them. Because it's not about the plans that start in our head. We want to be people of God that say, God, what are your plans? And maybe you just realized today that you've been trying and struggling for God to bless what's in your head. That the things that you've attempted to do in your life, the things you've attempted to do in your ministry, the things you've attempted to do in your marriage and your children and your finances and all these different things all really started out just in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And when God didn't answer, when God didn't bless it, maybe you were confused and blame God.
Right.
Well, maybe God didn't want that for you. You know, since our existence on earth wasn't our idea. You know what I'm saying? No one had the idea that I'm gonna come to earth. It was all because God allowed us to. Then maybe we should always be humble enough to say, you know, God, what are your plans? You know, all of God's plans for us are perfect. They're wonderful. They're great. Since he's the one that's created us and knows everything about us and knows yesterday, today, and tomorrow all at the same time.
Right.
Wisdom and humility would dictate that we say, God, you choose. You choose and turn my heart to what's your heart. God, help me to hate what you hate. Help me to love what you love. And that's really the beginning of the fear of the Lord. Help me to hate what you hate.
Yeah.
And help me to love what I love. You know, I was talking with somebody last night that they were reading scripture and they were talking about how we cry out for mercy and God, I'm crying out to you and I'm nothing. It's like the psalm that David's writing. I wish I could remember to you. He's like, I'm nothing. I'm dirt. I'm dirt. I'm dirt, God. And touch me. And it's like, where do we go from that place of humility that I'm nothing? I was just lying in my pool of blood and you said live.
Right.
To all of a sudden, you got plans. You doing something. You got this. He's like, wait. What happened here? What did you just get edumacated somewhere? What happened? What? Who stepped in? Who cut in on? Who has bewitched you? What has been started in the spirit? Are you now what? Trying to do in the flesh? You were just lying there in your pool of blood and God rescued you. You had nothing going on. You were rejected by men. Your sins and your trials and your stinking thinking got you in all this type of situation.
Right.
And when God rescued you. And all we just says, God, if you get me out of this one,
yeah.
If you get me out. And what happened that we forgot? And all of a sudden, we start taking credit for what God's doing in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, lower still.
No.
Lower still. And it's a place where we need to be. You know, Psalms 139, verse 24 says, search me, O God. Because, yeah, you know, your heart, the Bible says, is deceitfully wicked. No man can know it. Your heart's deceitfully wicked. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. That may seem like a scary prayer, but it's really not a scary prayer. You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing that we should be like, oh my goodness, I want to pray that. No, we should be like, you know what, God? I'm so tired of making these dumb mistakes. I'm so tired of making these plans that don't work out. That, you know, I'm tired of having all these Ishmaels all over the place.
Right. It's
Ishmael 35. I got a trophy case for Ishmaels. I want you to take it for here.
Right.
That's
right.
That's the first decade of my life. He's the first 10 Ishmaels.
Yeah.
Now I want to show you the second half of the house where I have the other 30 Ishmaels. It's like, are we not tired of all these things that we just try to get God to bless? And there's tragedy all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it better just to say, you know, God, just tell me what's in my heart. I'm going to stop telling you what's in my heart. You tell me what's in my heart so that I can get it right with you. And I ask you for the grace.
Yeah.
Grace is, because, you know, you may be feeling overwhelmed and saying, you know, I don't even know how I got here. What grace is God's unmerited favor on your life. What does that mean? You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. But God touches you. He puts favor on your life for good stuff to happen, not only to you, but through you. And it's God's supernatural empowerment. It's God's supernatural ability for you to do what you could not even do in your own strength. And when you come to the end of yourself and you realize, man, I can't even save myself. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't even save myself.
Right.
Jesus had to save me. If you couldn't save yourself, then how could you fix yourself? Or how did you have this plan for this or have your plan for that? Humility just says, you know, God, I just cry out for your grace from my heart to not to skip in my own beat, but with my heart to beat with your heartbeat. Then we'll walk together. I walk with you not you, walk with me. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.